Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
And here they are, Tsechel's in the building, Chomotsla's in the building. What's happening, ladies?
Hello.
How's the day been so far? What does a DJ duo extraordinaire do, like, on a Thursday? There could be a gig tonight. Usually the gigs start Thursday evening, then Friday, then, like, Saturday. There may or may not be, but what was, like, the day plan today? What have you ladies been up to?
They actually start on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays? Wow. Some people are in February getting the party started super early. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but... But besides DJing, well, we have like normal 9-to-5.
Real jobs. What are your real jobs?
I'm a marketing assistant.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and now I'm a full-time DJ.
Okay.
I'm now a full-time DJ.
So it's what can happen for you too.
Yeah, no, I'm just waiting, you know, for Bob God to like bless me.
So Chomotsla, get super close to that microphone.
Okay.
And talk to me about how this whole duo came to be.
Oh, wow. So...
Not a predictable question at all, but yeah.
Do you want the long version or the short one?
I want the long version. Let's really hang out and kind of indulge in every split second of the story.
Okay. So, yes. many years ago, I was friends with Tsechel's brother.
Okay. Like, just friends? Like, because now we're getting into the story, so let's really get into the story.
Yeah, no, like, just mates. Like, hey,
just
let's
mates.
Hang out, you know.
And
Tsechel was friends with my sister, right?
Oh, okay.
And we actually didn't like each other for, like, the longest time because she thought I was stuck up for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she was just so annoying because she's so loud.
Is she? Is she super loud? Okay, yeah.
And then what happened? So we were not friends, right?
We weren't friends, but individually, I feel like... actually, your sister was always saying, oh, you and my sister would get along so well. And I was just like, yeah, no, I don't see that happening. You know, so they tricked us one day. We were still in varsity. They tricked us. They left to the Freshers?
Yeah.
They left to the Freshers without us. And they were like, yeah, no, you guys will just find the way there together. And I was like, whoa, this is going to be a long ride. Like, absolutely long. But, so we ended up leaving together because, I mean, what other choice did they give me?
Mm.
She got to my place and then we went to the Freshers. And basically that weekend we ended up being friends, like really close friends. She made some of my friends and, yeah, since then we were friends. And thereafter, Mozo will continue the story.
Yes, tell me.
I'm usually the one that, like...
Speaks. So then, obviously, having found out that we were really closely twins, we had so much in common. And one of the things that we had in common was just our love for music. And we realized that actually the music that we love is so distinctive and oftenly doesn't get played at parties, at gigs where we went. And
is this like old school? Because I know you guys are big into the old school vibe.
Exactly. So old school music. And then we were actually thinking, okay, how are we going to go about this, right? So we decided, okay, we're going to go to Fuse Academy. And while we're still going
Zintler's
through this...
Academy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Zintler's school. So while we're still thinking about enrolling at Fuse Academy, Tsechel one time is in a taxi and she sees this man reading a newspaper. This article talks about Zintler and Pearl Tusi coming together looking for female talent. They want DJs to sponsor so they can go to the Female Academy and complete their... you know, studies and become female DJs. Cool. So we went and we entered the competition, right? So firstly, I feel like I need to mention that we absolutely went against the rules.
Yeah, so they were looking for one DJ and
we
broke the rules. We entered as a duo.
Cool.
Because,
I mean, the duo's running it, so why not have a duo enter, you know?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we had to compile a playlist of the songs that we would play, right? And then have people vote for us. And obviously we thought, okay, first of all, we need to be like extremely outstanding because, I mean, chances are they're going to say no, but we have to be so good that they can't say no. So we entered the competition and people voted for us and then we won.
Hmm.
Went to Fuse Academy, studied, graduated, and now I guess we are professional DJs.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
And Zintle and Paul, they were nice to you, right? They were nice people.
I don't know. You're saying this with like...
No, I think they're fantastic. I've had both of them on the show, and I'm just checking that everyone had a good experience.
No, we personally, I did.
Yeah. We had sweethearts. Yeah.
They are.
And
they really
stand for something really cool together as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. I didn't know that they ran this competition together because I thought they just posed for the gram together, but I know that it goes deep.
Yeah,
with
and
two.
This is actually before they became well-known besties.
Yeah.
I think even like when Pearl used to like go out of her way to make sure we were fine.
Cool.
You guys should just like have fun. This is about you.
Yeah.
You know, she made sure that we were okay and we had everything we needed.
Yeah. And actually one of our first gigs was at her birthday.
Awesome.
At Taboo.
Very cool.
So she's pretty cool. And you know, I actually posted a picture earlier on of Mota and I. We were the year before, we were at like I think I was graduating from what I was studying in varsity, and we were all dressed the same. We were wearing denim tops and denim and a white top.
Mm.
And Pearl was wearing the same. So it was at Sway at the time. And then she came and she started dancing with us. I remember being so mad. I was like, why is she dancing to us? Like, with us.
Yeah.
You know, famous people think they just can get here and like, dance with us. And like, we want to dance. And literally a year after, this person paid our DJing fees.
So
I was
cool.
Like, look at
so
that.
Awesome.
It's so cool. I mean, I don't want to make it too hectic and serious and all of that. But I mean, the reality of this DJing thing is that it's a lot of kind of guys that are involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And also just with the shift in terms of the where the world is moving, what 2018 looks like, you know, and I don't want to go into like Me Too and all those other things and all that stuff. But certainly for the two of you, there's got to be more than just wanting to book gigs. Surely you want to be, you know, the Pearl and the Zintle that was to you. You want to inspire other young women.
Of course.
So tell me how you factor that into how you go about, not only how you conduct yourselves or how you get bookings or whatever, but just how you, I mean, essentially what you're building here is a brand. The Brownies is a brand. So how does that filter into the DNA of what the brand is about?
Okay, so the Brownies itself, the brand started way before we even imagined that we would be DJs. And there was four of us when we began. And what we were doing at the time...
Oh, no. What happened to you?
Destiny's Child happens.
Oh, no. Poor Michelle.
Michelle and who? Oh, LaToya.
Yeah. No. LaToya,
no,
like it had
name.
To go. there were four of us initially. And we used to host events for a full... female DJ lineup. We always had female DJ lineups, and that was just the like a bit of us like trying to push forward female DJs at the time.
Yeah.
And thereafter, I think it even went as far as how we like dressed and conducted ourselves, and being a Brownie. The reason why we even call ourselves Brownies is because of the color of our skin, how dark we are. And besides the DJing, we've had campaigns to empower women. And most recently, we got noticed by Fushini.
Wow.
Yeah, so our faces, guys.
Our
faces were like... everywhere in every Fushini store.
Yeah.
So, that's one of the things we do is just the campaigns on the side and, empowering young women.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
All right. I want to hear some of what you do because here I am thinking that you're so fantastic. This mix could be disastrous. I don't know. It can go so many ways. So we're going to play a couple of minutes of this mix and then we're going to come back and have a little bit of a conversation because now the proof has to be in the pudding. This is terrible. There is no part two of the interview.
All right, guys. It's been real.
We can't run away now.
If it's great, then we'll continue the chat more with the Brownies, hopefully, on the other side of this.
I'm throwing them back. Flirt in, cause I dig you like that. Pete baby boy style, hoping we match. He sent me crown royale with a note attached. I said you look like the type that know what you like. I could tell by the jewels you go for the ice. Plus you wear shoes well, the suit flows nice. I don't like the notes too well, let's be more precise. Meet me by the VIP, let's powwow. Whisper in my ear like blue, let's bounce now. About to say peace to my mans for you. When it's all said and done, I got plans for you. At the bar, high post, frontin', I toast. Getting my flirt on, player, ain't nothing. Yeah. He trying to say the right words to get us out of here. Jackpot, when he said it's bullish in here. And it's my blind like the shine on his necklace. Mind telling me no, body telling me exit. Breast said yes, give me more wet kisses. Twist my body like come the exorcist. Hey, yeah. The way he licked his lips, he was macking. Truth of passion, I'm like, slow down before you crashing. Never mind him, he ain't thinking about you or the way we F on a villa up in Malibu. Marry who? Daddy, please. I'm taking it all from the stash to the keys. So let me see. Boy, I'm about to get my mans for you. When it's all said and done, I got plans for you. You said. Outside of the club, talking the valet. Mind started to stray, million miles away. Contemplating going back to his crib to parlay. Jumped in the passenger seat, relaxed my feet as he threw on Black Street casually. And we cruised the metro on premium petrol. I sized up my thighs and couldn't let go. Tie, perking, you're making me high. Like Tony, broke me, take me, I'm high. I thought for a second and then my mind went. It's all around the car, isn't it ironic? Back to reality, the soul, breathing heavily, but still in control. Lost the shot, go roll, put my hand on his leg. Whiskers in his eyes, he turned, and then he said,
I need you right here in my life.
It's taking me back to like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like a whole situation all happening at once. The Brownies are in the building, and we're continuing the conversation with them next.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Dope mix played there by the Brownies. We'll play the rest of it real soon. But we have the ladies in the building, and we've heard a little bit from them around what it is that they're about, how they came to be, so on and so forth. But where do you want to take this whole thing to? You know, it's like a very cheesy start of a new year. You have to figure out where you want to be, who you want to be. Everyone's living their best lives on Instagram. Whether it's real or not, one still wants to also do cool things in life. So what's the POA? Plan of action. I'm just abbreviating because I'm cool like that.
You are so cool. You're maybe too cool, in fact.
Actually, like, I was still on P.
No, POA. Well, we are trying to get our brand more into the other African countries.
Cool.
100%.
Yes.
And one thing that we are like so eager to just get done already is just to get a show on radio.
Mm.
We've been preaching this for years, and I mean, it's time now.
For saying old school.
It's time. I mean,
would it be old school? What I mean, do you do other genres? But I mean, this is what you.
That's what we're known for. We do other genres, but that's what we're known for. I think it would be pretty cool, though, like to have a throwback show on a Thursday.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. There's such a resurgence of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone else is doing the same thing, you know. Mm. I felt people appreciate us for exactly this, because we don't bring something that's common.
Yeah, said like the true, okay.
Yeah.
Everything else better is recognized. Common. So talk to me about how you operate as a duo and how you respect each other's creative differences. Also, like, are you not sometimes playing and then you want to play one song, she wants to play one song, and then like you have to, it's like the song is ending and then someone has to play the song, and then it's like you got to communicate through a look. Like, how does this work?
I feel like you've actually been to one of our gigs before.
You never
and
know.
You're like right in the middle, like seeing everything happen. Yeah, no, that is, I think, a serious challenge, especially if you want to go into being like a duo. You guys have to have like a proper relationship, otherwise it won't work. But yeah, it happens, you know. And I'll always, whether it's me losing the time or her, but we always say time, but like not say it out loud so people see what's going on. Time.
You gotta mix now. It's time.
Gotta make it happen.
Yeah, no. But we do have those issues. And I think we're just working on it.
Yeah.
You know,
you just have to work it out. But I think also, you know, kind of making sure that, you know, because I mean, we do say she loves the same music, but then she also has her certain kind of music that she likes, and so do I. And we kind of experiment with all these genres when we practice before our gigs and all of that stuff. And we do talk about this, like, okay, cool. So what are we going for here? What are we going for here? So already, just by that conversation, you already know where the mix is going, what the direction of the sound is going to be like.
And sometimes I'll play a song, and then she'll like, oh no, please mix the song like into this, and then okay, I'll listen to her.
Yeah,
and if it works, it works. If it doesn't,
just dirty looks.
Like yeah, it's on. But yeah, we do ask each other. So I think we give each other the space to be creative. Mm.
Yeah, it's very, very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then how do, when, you know, you are sort of this very strong duo and you work together and you're friends, how do you interact with your other friends and so on and so forth? Like, do you all roll in the same crew? Do you have, like, mutual friends? Is it, like, different friends? Because you spend so much of your time together.
Yeah.
So is it, like, all just one for all? If you guys split up, it would be a real problem for everyone that knows you because they'd have to choose.
Possibly. I think, like, you know, when I first met Soho, I kind of went and, like, became friends with her friends.
Okay.
Simply because...
But you didn't leave your friends alone.
Yeah, to explain that. Ah. No, I was in boarding school. So all my friends really were, like, somewhere in Africa and around the country somewhere. So in Joburg, I had really very, very, like, two friends or more. So I kind of became friends with her friends, but as we've become friends over the years, we've kind of developed friends together. So yeah, if we were to break up, shame, our friends would like...
It would be a problem.
It would be such a problem.
How involved are you in each other's like overall lives? Like with each other's lover drama? Like, are you aware? Like, how involved are you? Do you sit on the phone to each other the whole day if you don't see each other?
Wow.
You're looking at me like this is such an off question.
I'm
just curious because it's such a synchronicity you have to have with someone when are in that environment that I would imagine that like your relationship is pretty tight. Like you know everything about each other.
We do know a lot. But you know, okay. So yeah, this is why I said this feels like therapy. So we share everything. Like literally all my friends are Moto's friends.
Yes.
And... not all your friends are my friends, necessarily. But, like, all my friends are her friends. But I always try to have one friend, at least just one. I'm just looking for one friend.
Yeah.
This is actually a cry out for help. Just one friend that's not going to be Moto's friend that I can have on the side. But, yeah, we do share everything. We know a lot about each other. Mm. And that's probably, like, why we always, like, butt heads and stuff. But, yeah, we always in each other's space. There's nothing... in her relationship that I would think I don't know about.
she's right.
Well, listen, it's been very cool to hang out with the two of you. How do we connect with the Brownies all day every day on social media? How do we become the third member of this duo?
Okay, so we are on Instagram as the Brownies ZA, and then on Facebook we are the Real Brownies, and of course our SoundCloud page is the Real Brownies as well, our mixes are.
I dig it. All right. So thank you so much for stopping by. That is the Brownies there, Tsekho and Khomotso, speaking to us about being this female DJ duo extraordinaire. We're going to play out with the rest of their mix. If you
want
more,
thank you so much.
You heard. You got to go to SoundCloud. You got to do the good thing. Ladies, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure. All right. We're going to do this all again tomorrow between No, we're not. We're going to do it again on Monday between 4 and 6. And remember, Mondays, we're live on VOOV on DSTV channel 196 just after 5 with VOOV Central. And if you missed any of our VOOV Central action this week, you can get the VOOV app in the Google Play and the Apple App Store. Plus, if you missed any of the conversations on the show from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, go to cliffcentral.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes. All you have to do is look for Kelman on Cliff Central. Subscribe and all the podcasts, including this chat with the ladies of the Brownies, will be there. Monday, 4 p.m. It's a date. Don't be late. Here's the rest of that mix.
All Philly for all with Moschino. Every cutie with the beetle or the coochie. Now you the real dookie. Meaning who's really the dish? Them niggas bitch. Now Frank White push the stick or the Lexus. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass the dish. I want some ass. Gon' blast squeeze first. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, I've been rapping about blunts and bras. It's some bras, menage a trois. That's an expensive car. It still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. The daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay true. Richer than richer, so you think it's time to get me.
Come on. Cliffcentral.com.